This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Theatre, film, TV and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive with Em and Warren.
Susie Rong, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thank you. Lovely to be here. You know what's great news? I have some great news today.
Oh, share it with us, please.
You know how every 3 months or so you receive your energy bills and your gas bills and all that and your heart sinks because you're thinking, oh my God, I got to fork out some money. Mm-hmm. Well, I just received my gas bill and they tell me that they had overestimated my bill for I don't know how many periods, and now I have a credit of $850.
Oh, wow. That's like winning Tess Lotto.
Oh, my gosh. How did they overestimate by that much? But, like, what a win for you.
And I'm thinking, how many moons have they been just estimating and not actually coming in to check?
That's so wild.
I'm thinking, like, do they come in to check once every 2 years or something? That's crazy.
It is, isn't it? I've got a gate that I lock, and sometimes I get the estimate, and because I just mainly use electricity, having solar panels, they overestimate, and you're right. And then every so often I'll get out, you know, and I'll write down the meter reading and I'll tell them, and I get a credit as well. It's like a little savings account.
Yeah.
Amazing. So
that was a bit of good news today. I thought I'd share and make everyone happy with me, along with me.
Well done.
How fantastic. I'm so pleased for you, Susie.
Thank you.
Now, speaking of pleasing, well, in my opinion, what did we watch this week?
It was 2015 when supermodel and actor Cara Delevingne came out in Vogue magazine. Since then, she has spoken about being pansexual and has been on the record in recent years for only dating women. In her new documentary series, now streaming in Australia on SBS On Demand, Delevingne reveals in Planet Sex her insecurities, uncertainties and shame around her sexuality and gender identity and sets out to find answers. In 6 episodes, she investigates subjects ranging from queerness, to pornography, to polyamory, and the orgasm, speaking to colorful, passionate personalities, trying to find out who she is, and in the process giving us an opportunity to listen from a wide range of people who tell us what they think about many of these still taboo subjects. The program is fairly inclusive, with Delevingne's own queerness permeating through every subject being covered. Her distaste for monogamy further ensures that traditional marriage and procreation are never central to these discussions about sex, thereby making the series feel like it is on a vengeance to make everything queer, even though straight people are rarely shut out from her explorations. Delevingne is charming and humorous, and her vulnerable honesty makes the show a delightful watch. To be frank, however, only occasionally did I learn anything new, such as endocannabinoid, a cannabis-like substance that your body creates when experiencing orgasms. Very nice to know indeed. There is some dubious science, though, like when someone makes the claim that the larger the testicles, the more promiscuous a species tends to be. No prizes for guessing that it was a man who made that suspicious statement. Em, I was glad to receive an excited DM from you when you started watching Planet Sex.
I really, really loved this series. And I'm not sure, I guess, I don't know. I actually learned so much. And potentially, Susie, that just means that you're, you know, more learned and well-versed. But I learned so much. I thought that it was like really well made because we kind of like went on this like self-exploration journey with Cara. And there were so many moments throughout a number of the episodes where I thought, wow, like I can totally relate to the way, you know, that it's kind of broken up in, she talks to camera, she does like sort of like little diary sort of moments. And there were so many times where I was watching that and I was just like, oh my gosh, I can totally relate to you. And just like watching her and feeling the exploration and actually also getting a sense of exploration myself. I just really loved this series. Like I give it like, I don't know, at least a 9 out of 10.
Which is fantastic.
I loved it.
I think it's a real age thing. I think because she's only just come out fairly recently, you know, whenever anyone comes out, you go through this process of discovering the world because no one ever tells you the rules or give you any guidelines to how to be, unlike straight children that have the guidelines or the rules, you know, forced onto them, you know, even before they were born, like forever. Mm. So, so I think this sort of learning curve is happening now for Kara. So obviously the camera is there as she goes through this sort of journey to discover. And for, I think for lots of queer people, you do go through that from when you come out. And because I came out, you know, decades ago.
Yeah.
So, a lot of this, is part of my experience, but clearly there is a generational change. Like a lot of the gender stuff, it's all new information, but that gender stuff, I think in particular, has been in the zeitgeist for the last few years.
I've got to agree with you. So, Susie, I didn't learn a lot from the series, and I have to be totally honest with you. I tried to watch 4 episodes, and I actually fell asleep in 3 of them. And it wasn't because, you know, it was boring or anything. I found it quite interesting, but I didn't find anything really new. But I did like the props that she used, particularly during the orgasm, because the whistling kettle, for example, and the sign that says, caution, wet floor. I mean, they were great.
But I did. There's a lot of humor in
that. There's a lot of humor in that. And I loved that she does admit that she struggles, you know, with loving, you know, women. But also, she doesn't believe in labels. And I think that was something that I always found really confusing, that, you know, we've got our LGBTIQA plus acronym. And I feel like, you know, you've got to try and pick a label that you identify with. And I struggle with that because I don't necessarily believe that everyone is a letter on that acronym. And I know we're using the term queer, and that gets used, and Kara uses it to label herself as being queer. And I think that's meant to be more of an umbrella term. But then in some people's experience, that's a horrible term. Like for me, I had a teacher that said, Warren, you're just a little bit queer compared to the other kids. So for me, it's a negative term. So where do we sit in terms of how we label ourselves and what do we call ourselves?
Well, when she says that she doesn't want to label herself, I do think that people who have experienced some amount of privilege, and she's extremely privileged. Mm. She's extremely beautiful. She is a supermodel worth millions of dollars. So she understands what it's like to not be labeled. And she lived that life before she came out, you know, 5 years ago or whatever that was. And once she's come out, I think she feels the discomfort of being given these labels. But on the other side is you understand that these labels are also empowering, and these labels also mean community, and these labels also help you move society forward. It's very hard for us to have these discussions and try to move society forward without attaching some kind of label to ourselves. Because I'm always talking about myself as a trans woman of color, of queer experience, which is a ton of labels all mixed up together. Mm. Because it does mean something. It does mean that people need to understand that other people have disadvantages that they go through sometimes in the history, sometimes on a daily basis. And you just need to understand that you can't treat everyone the same. People are not the same, and some people just have a harder time. So I think these labels are important, but clearly we all aspire to a world where everyone is the same. The issue being we don't treat everyone the same.
I did not realize that there was a gender climax gap.
I mean, it would make sense that you don't necessarily know.
But I wasn't aware of it. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah. I think, well, didn't you hear about, I did learn about it when I was a child. I feel like I was a child or something. Like, I first tried to research, I can't even remember before internet. I remember reading it. Oh, I know. In those, like, magazines, women magazines, they would always obsess over these things about the differences between men and women's biology and what to expect how you should expect your husband to experience this, your sexual experience and how the difference and how you can't expect to have the same thing. I do know that. And it was good for the show to talk about that a little bit.
If you've got kids in the car, just turn off the radio for a second. But I mean, as a, you know, identify as a gay male, I mean, there is the orgasm, isn't there? That is the real one. That is absolutely amazing. And then there's the other one, the caution wet floor one.
What? What do you mean?
So, I mean, there's varying degrees of it.
I don't understand what that statement means, though. Are you saying that the female orgasm doesn't exist?
No, I'm saying it exists, but I'm saying, you know, for us as well, there's different, you know, I mean, not every time is necessary. I wouldn't classify every time as an orgasm.
Oh,
maybe
right.
Biologically it is, but mentally maybe it's not.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I try to dig for more, but I think it's inappropriate for this time slot.
Okay, turn the radio back on now.
We'll have to do like an X-rated podcast version of this chat, maybe. We are chatting about Planet Sex with Cara Delevingne, which is currently streaming on SBS On Demand. I thought that one of the other things that was really kind of cool about this series, and again, I think that, you know, from my perspective, I'm younger and I've had like a different lived experience from both of you. So I did actually find it quite eye-opening in a lot of ways. And I felt like I learned heaps. There was also an episode about what we would say are transgender people, but in history, and how there are different places in the world that don't even like label them as transgender. These people are like, they have, you know, specific groups and names. I think it's Mushe in Mexico, is it?
Oaxaca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and they had examples from India and different places. It was really good to know. And it was really good that in Japan, it wasn't related to the gender stuff, but in relation to sort of not being able to show vagina anywhere. A professor, I think, was explicitly saying it was the introduction of Christian morality into Japan that sort of created this taboo that never existed before.
And I love how the Japanese are challenging things as well.
Yeah, she seemed to love Japan. So there were a lot of Japanese people that she was interviewing, and rightly so. That was really interesting. The woman who got married to the Sims character was really fascinating, because in the start, it just looked stupid and absurd, but she dug out a really good interview and got really deep into the psychology behind what she was doing. And I thought that was really revealing. And the woman artist that was creating art out of vagina molds, which was really clever. And the monk who was a makeup artist and drag queen. It was all fascinating.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, as a docuseries goes, I genuinely think like it actually had like a real level of exploration. It didn't kind of just go, we're going to talk about blah, and then, you know, just this like light peppering of knowledge. Like, we really went all around the world. We really discovered, you know, unique perspectives and people that are, you know, creating this stuff for a purpose. And I felt like there was so much, you know, like I could really bite my teeth into this series. That's why I liked it.
And, you know, and overlaying all of that is, of course, her personal experience.
Exactly, yeah.
Which, you know, gave it that personal touch, which to me made it more interesting, even though I did see
I think that the stuff that was the stuff that was really good. Like, her sort of uneasiness, even though she seems like a proud queer person, she does talk several times about her uneasiness about being queer and not quite kind of understanding how to be a queer person, how to represent herself as a queer person. I think it is complicated also because she's very aware as a person of that generation of the levels of privilege that she has, and it sort of sits uncomfortably for her. So I think that stuff makes the show a little bit special. I would like to have heard a bit more about her personal relationships that sort of seems to have had a bit of an effect on her, especially in the episode about monogamy and polyamory. It is unusual to see a young woman talking so sort of defiantly against traditional marriage and monogamy. I thought that was refreshing, but she was unwilling to sort of give us much more detail about how she got to that point.
I felt the same. I felt like she was holding back with a lot of stuff. But at the same time, Susie and Em, I felt like she was being very authentic.
Yeah,
she's
absolutely.
Very authentic.
100%
I think that's probably why I really enjoyed the series. Like, I relate to a lot of the things she was saying really strongly.
Both of you are exactly the same age.
Yeah, exactly. So, I definitely almost felt like a mirror in some moments, you know? And that was really special, because it felt like this was certainly like a piece of, you know, film or TV that really, resonated with me.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic for everyone in your generation and younger. I think it's such a useful sort of text to go to. I actually had to send it. I sent the episode up about pornography to a friend who shall obviously be unnamed, because he had confided in me that he thinks he has an issue with pornography addiction. So I just simply sent him that link and said, go have a look at this. I think you'll get something out of it. So it's very useful.
Did he watch it?
I haven't heard back. I'll check.
Okay. Susie, what's our homework for next week?
Next week, right before Christmas, we're looking at something called Mama's Boy. It is, I think, a 2-hour documentary on Binge. It looks like it's a tearjerker. It looks like like it's very warm and just perfect for Christmas. Mama's Boy on Binge. And I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks Susie. So much, Susie. And of course, we were talking about Planet Sex with Cara Delevingne, which is currently streaming on SBS On Demand.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.